2705 Gleason Way, season 2. I'm glad to be able to bring it to you. This, the second month, the 22nd day in the 2022nd year. 2-2-22. And also the second season. Y'all enjoy this episode and this date. Probably never happened again in our lifetime. 2705 Gleason Way, season 2. Here we go.
What way? The Gleason Way.
Hey, yo. Guess what? Yep. Season 2, 2705 Gleason Way is here today. Check us out. We're coming back this season right now. You know, it's been a while, but we back now. We're going to do a little restructuring. We're going to do a little teaching this time. And I hope y'all like what we're trying to do right now. We're going to focus on a lot of these businesses and things that make America, America, and show you how they are part of the Gleason Way. 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out. So in this new season, this is what we're doing. We're going to take a couple of iconic businesses around the United States and tell you, most of them going to be food businesses. I'm going to tell you that right now. And we're going to tell you how those businesses came up under the Gleason Way. The Gleason Way, like I said in the pilot, if you go back and listen to it, not about black or white. It's just about taking what you got and making the best out of it to succeed, which is basically the American way. So in this season right here, y'all gonna learn a whole lot about how different tactics end up making and framing the businesses that we see today. So when you see KFC or McDonald's or the Kellogg's company, Kellogg's Frosted Flakes, or when you see the Post company, Post, which makes grape nuts and, you know, Fruity Pebbles and all that right there. When you see all those type of businesses, you're going to know how they came up and what is the part of the Gleason Way. And what you're going to realize by the end of this season is that everything is involved in the Gleason Way. It's 2705 Gleason Way. Check us out. This is what we got. So like I said, 2705 Gleason Way, season 2. Be prepared to experience something a little bit different. You know, we had a lot of great feedback last season about a lot of our local issues and talking about David Archie, which was our best episode to date. Talking about the bully case and, you know, a lot of different issues. We're going to still hit y'all with some local issues, but I want to do a little teaching. And the teaching part is just to show you that, hey, it ain't just about what's going on right now. It's also about what has traditionally gone on and what has traditionally been allowed to go on that contributes to the Gleason Way, you know? And like I said one more time, the Gleason Way is how that if you got that money and that power and that influence or whatever it is that makes you tip the scales, did you use it and did you make it to what you needed to be? So this episode right here, we're gonna start talking about the company that everybody is familiar with, KFC. KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken. Everybody that I'm sure that's listening to this right now has heard of KFC. Everybody I'm sure that's listening to this right now has ate KFC. From back in the day when they used to have the cinnamon rolls, and at one time they used to sell gizzards and livers and all that. Everybody in their time has had an experience with KFC. So how did that company, Kentucky Fried Chicken, become a nationwide staple? That's what we're going to be talking about. So when talking about that, we got to start with the main man, which you all know today as Colonel Sanders. Colonel Sanders, his real name is Harlan Sanders. Colonel Sanders never served as far as to be a colonel in the military. And there was an honorary title given to him by Kentucky, the state of Kentucky military, after he started to achieve success. But we're going to get into it right now and let you know what the deal is with KFC and how they are a perfect example and a perfect, business to represent on 2705 Gleason Way. So let us know what you think. Make sure everybody listen to this. Hit up the chat lines, hit up our message lines, and let us know that, hey, you didn't know this, or hey, I knew this, but I didn't know that, you know, whatever. Let us know. Our feedback is greatly appreciated. And make sure y'all get on there and leave comments and all that on Apple Music, Spotify, wherever you may be listening from. 2705 Gleason Way, the KFC episode. Here's how it starts. So I ain't gonna, bog y'all down for too long. I'm going to just tell the story and get in it and get right out of it. So here it goes. Here goes the timeline. We got Colonel Sanders. Now, Colonel Sanders was a hothead. He never backed down from a fight. Well, that served him well in the rough and tumble neighborhood which he lived in, which was called Hell's Half Acre. That neighborhood surrounded his Shell gas station. Colonel Sanders started off selling his chicken in a Shell's gas station. So when this future fast food giant painted advertising signs on barns for miles around, he would go out and he'll paint his signs. Hey, come down here to this address. I'm selling chicken. That aggressive marketing tactic irritated Matt Stewart, who operated a nearby Standard Oil gas station. So you got Standard Oil and then you got Shell gas station, which I'm pretty sure everybody's familiar with now. Standard Oil you may not be familiar with, but Standard Oil was a staple for a long time. And when Shell Oil was coming up. Basically what we have here, Colonel Sanders goes out and he's like, every time I paint a damn sign, say come to my restaurant, come to the Shell station, somebody painting over it. Who the hell is painting over all my signs? So he goes out with two executives from Shell. He's trying to figure out who's painting over all my signs. And while he's out, he sees somebody painting over his signs. And the person painting over his signs was a rival. The guy that owns the Standard Oil gas station, in which is basically his only competitor, Matt Stewart. He sees Matt Stewart painting over all these signs, so he says, hey, stop painting my signs. But during this altercation, the guys that were with Matt shot at Colonel Sanders. And of course, Colonel Sanders returned fire. So when Colonel Sanders returned fire, it wounded Stewart in the shoulder. But when Stewart's guys returned fire, it killed one of the executives. So therefore, Stewart ended up being sentenced to 18 years in prison for murder. The charges against Colonel Sanders end up being dropped. So now you end up with Colonel Sanders basically having a monopoly over chicken sales at gas stations in Kentucky. And therefore, we have the start of the Colonel Sanders empire. When Harlan Sanders, Colonel Sanders, first began to serve meals to truck drivers at an old dining room table in front of his Corbin, Kentucky service station in 1930, fried chicken was not on the menu because it took too long to prepare. You know, if you frying chicken, it take forever to prepare to the correct, you know, you got somebody coming through the drive-thru, they want fried chicken. Okay, now you gotta get the chicken, batter it, fry it, and it takes a minute to get the blood. You know, it takes a minute to fry fried chicken. So it wasn't just profitable for Colonel Sanders to do this at that time. So Colonel Sanders went on to try to figure out how could he make these chicken sales come more profitable to him. So, you know, he used to sell country ham and steak dinners, you know. That wasn't the breadwinner. Everybody liked the chicken. So he had to figure out a way to produce his chicken at a good rate to make it profitable to himself. The food critic Duncan Hines included the restaurant in his 1935 Road Food Guide and said it was the Colonel that used pressure cookers to perfect his quick frying chicken coated in his 11 herbs and spices. So what Colonel Sanders did was he started using a pressure cooker. He wasn't just cooking his chicken. He used a pressure cooker to make it cook faster. Anybody know that they didn't ever deal with a pressure cooker back in the day? You know, you got to lock the pot down and you got to do certain things to make sure that it's safe, but also it cooks quicker when you lock a pot down and you keep all the heat and everything in there to produce your product. So that's what Colonel Sanders figured out. Hey, I can cook this shit in a pressure cooker. And when I cook it in a pressure cooker, when it come out, it's the same recipe KFC used today. When it come out, it's going to be good. And I got a special blend of 11 herbs and spices that's going to make you want to come back every time, you know. So a little bit about the part about Colonel Sanders being named Colonel Sanders. He served in the military, but he was just an honorary colonel. You know, he falsified his birth dates in order to enlist in the Army in 1906. He served in Cuba for several months until he got his honorable discharge. But in 1935, the Kentucky governor, which was Ruby LaFoon, issued a ceremonial decree that commissioned Sanders as an honorary colonel. So Sanders embraced that title and tried to look the part by growing facial hair and, you know, donning a white coat and, you know, the string tie. You know, everything that we look at as Colonel Sanders today. You know, when you look at Colonel Sanders in a white coat, string tie around his neck, That's what he did after he was given that honorary title as a colonel. Soon after the colonel switched to a white suit, which helped basically to hide the flower stains, and he bleached his mustache and goatee to go along with his hair. So he had his whole setup right after that. That, hey, I'm Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know. So that's how that went down. The first Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, the first success of Kentucky Fried Chicken was in Utah. And the Colonel's Fried Chicken, you know, it first became a fast food hit in an unlikely location. Salt Lake City, Utah. You know, it was in 1952 that Pete Harmon, a Sanders friend who operated one of the city's largest restaurants, became the Colonel's first franchisee because that's what the Colonel wanted to do. He said, hey, I got this good chicken. I got a good way of making it. I need to franchise this shit. So one of his first franchisees was Pete Harmon. And Harmon ended up, he pioneered the famous bucket, you know, that we use synonymously with KFC. You go to KFC, you get in a bucket of chicken, you know. So the famous bucket container was used in the Kentucky Fried Chicken moniker was used as well the first time after he met up with Pete Harmon in 1952. So what most people associate with worldwide fast food today looked like a regional specialty on the menu in Utah. You know, it wasn't nothing that just took on and took hold immediately, but the first place that it was in 1950 in Utah. So Sanders was like about 65 years old at this time, and he's basically was relying on $105 a month Social Security check that he got, you know, when he incorporated Kentucky Fried Chicken. So he began driving his truck around and trying to get more franchises to make his money stretch a little bit farther, because $105, even back then, was a lot. Well, not a lot. It was the minimum of what he needed to make his business successful. So, you know, he did what he needed to do to boost up his company. And the important thing to remember is that Sanders was just, you know, Harmon Sanders, he was just only 6 years old when his father died, you know. So by the time at 65, when he began franchising Kentucky Fried Chicken, his chicken business was using, he was just using this $105 a month Social Security check to branch it on from month to month or however it goes. But today, Kentucky Fried Chicken operates more than 5,200 restaurants in the United States. And so he's done a great job, even though he's passed now, he's done a great job, and he started off a great job of proliferating this chicken business. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick commercial break, then we're going to get back at you and talk about the Gleason way and how Colonel Sanders is a perfect example of how to use the Gleason way. We'll be right back at you. 2705 Gleason Way. Check out this sponsor.
Hey, listeners. Tired of running all over the Tri-County area looking for sporting goods for you and the kids? Well, visit Gleason Sporting Goods. That's right, Gleason Sporting Goods. Gleason Sporting Goods is the foremost supplier of all your sporting goods needs. Whether juniors deciding to pick up soccer or your little lady wants to be the next Serena Williams, Gleason Sporting Goods has you covered. Visit Gleason Sporting Goods today for high-quality sporting goods at competitive prices. Gleason Sporting Goods, where all you have to say is what you want to play. Gleason Sporting Goods, 1590 Gleason Way, right next door to Gleason Eats and Sweets. Gleason Sporting Goods is proud to be a sponsor of 2705 Gleason Way.
All right, we appreciate that sponsor, as always. But Colonel Sanders and the Gleason Way, how does it all tie in? Okay, the Gleason Way, you know, like we always said, is just taking what you got and making the best of it. And that's what exactly what Colonel Sanders did. He had chicken. He had a chicken restaurant at a gas station and wanted to make it the best he could. So even if it ended up with somebody getting killed, you know. Colonel Sanders still, in the end, you know, because they always say the ends justify the means. In the end, he has a company, he started a company that is recognizable all across the world today. His face that you see is recognizable anywhere. So Colonel Sanders did what he needed to do, and that's what the Gleason way is. You know, it's about capitalism. Whatever you need to do in order to succeed. And that's exactly what Colonel Sanders did. So we're going to take this moment to appreciate Colonel Sanders on 2705 Gleason Way. So next time you go and get that chicken, just remember, hey, motherfucker died behind this shit. You know? And the world is better for it. So think about that the next time you take a bite of that chicken from Colonel's, KFC, and know the story behind it and how they came up to be what they is, you know. Because a lot of times our people, I'm speaking about black people, we go through stuff and we do things and kill people and this and that, and our situation may not turn out the way Colonel Sanders did. But this, regardless of race, was a great example of how to do what you need to do to succeed. So we'd like to congratulate Colonel Sanders posthumously in his endeavors to create his empire. 2705 Gleason Way. All right, everybody, that's all we got for this week. You know, it was a rush to try to get this put together. It's been a while since I got at y'all. I've been filming the movie. I'm going to tell y'all next episode about it, but the name of it is The Hate Is Real. It'll be coming to y'all this spring. We've been doing a lot of filming and everything, and had to put the show on the back burner for a little minute. But we're going to come back to you next week with another great story about another business in America and how they involved in the Gleason Way. So, like I say all the time, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you next time. Keep living it, the Gleason Way.